Welcome back. It is the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Of course, the 101.7 The Hammer mobile app, free to download, works with Apple CarPlay. And if you've got an Amazon device, you tell Alexa to play 101.7 The Hammer. Well, back over to the Hammerhead Hotline we go. Our buddy Dustin Schutte from Saturday Tradition is with us right now down at Lucas Oil for Big Ten Media Days. Buddy, I'm just back here. I'm like that sad SpongeBob meme where like everybody's running around outside and we're just kind of like staring. You guys are all out there having fun in Indianapolis, and I'm stuck up here, buddy.
Yeah, you're just staring at that hot coffee mug waiting for something big to happen. we miss having you. we miss having you down here, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. I'm usually the one causing the problems, and then you guys are always the ones that egg me on to ask the bad questions and then laugh about it later. So, yeah, I know. But, hey, listen, 2 days here. We get kicked off. Purdue is tomorrow, but that doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of interesting stuff here today. So I know like there's still a whole lot more to go, but day one here, early on, what's been your first impression, and has there been any kind of themes and any kind of questions that seem to continue to rise to the top here?
Yeah, I would say that I think that a lot of the, you know, name, image, and likeness stuff has been a topic of conversation here. There's a lot of different coaches that you know, they're kind of selling their brand here at Big Ten Media Days, and why not? I mean, the goal is to help this in recruiting and help your brand. And I think that, you know, Scott Frost said something along the lines of, you know, there's Nebraska's the only game in town, and they have fans all across the country. So he believes that name, image, and likeness can really help them. PJ Fleck said something similar with the Twin Cities and Minneapolis and Minnesota. So that's really been kind of the theme is, you know, with the changes with the name, image, and likeness, and we talked about it on your show earlier, everybody thought that it was going to burn down the construct of college football and college athletics, but it seems like coaches are on board with it. Pat Fitzgerald, I thought, probably gave the most honest opinion about it, and basically he said, you know, we don't know what it means. We have no idea, and we're all just kind of working through this together. So some coaches can give their rah-rah speech and talk about how great it is, but in all actuality, we're still in the learning process. We don't know much about it. And we're going to continue to learn about it. But that seems to be the overarching theme today is not only the changes, you know, with the college football playoff and the transfer portal, but name, image, likeness seems to be the big topic of conversation so far, at least on day one here in Indianapolis.
Oh, okay, so then what did Pat complain about? Because I know he's a known complainer. I remember a couple years ago it was cell phones. He was so upset with cell phones and Twitter and stuff. So what was he mad about this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, there wasn't really any frustration. He just, he made the comment that basically it doesn't matter, you know, what the brand is like or what your fan base is like. That has nothing to do with name, image, and likeness. He didn't really go much more specific than that, but just to the fact that everybody's kind of touting, you know, we have fans all over the country or we have a really recognizable brand. He doesn't think that's going to play a huge role in it. He sounds to me like he believes that people who go to Northwestern are going to have the same opportunities and the same ability to get recognition and earn money and build a brand at Northwestern as much as they would at Ohio State or Penn State or Wisconsin, some of these other big time programs. So it was just an interesting approach because, as I said, we heard Scott Frost, we've heard James Franklin and Fleck talk about the benefits of name, image, and likeness. And he was the one that was talking about how we really don't know a lot yet. And it's we're all still kind of working through this.
So you mean to tell me the coach subjectively with the probably one of the weaker athletic brands in the conference is saying that the athletic brand's not going to make a difference, and the ones with the stronger brands are saying it does make a difference? This is shocking, buddy.
I know, right? And it kind of goes back to the Nick Saban stuff at SEC Media Days a few days ago. It's all about recruiting. It's all about, you know, trying to protect your brand, protect your school, protect your program. And Nick Saban had one of the best subtle lines, and he said, you know, our starting quarterback, Bryce Young, is approaching seven figures with NIL, you know, closing in on $1 million. He hasn't even played a game yet. So, I mean, what kind of great recruiting tool that is. I know that's at SEC Media Days a little bit farther south than where I am, but this is all, you know, every school, every coach is going to protect their brand. They're going to say that theirs is the best. And when you have a program like Northwestern that doesn't have the type of student enrollment, that doesn't have the type of fans, and is in a place like Chicago that's a pro sports town, you have to do your best to protect your brand. And so I totally understand it, but it was just interesting to see the contrast between those three coaches there.
Next thing you'll tell me is all these guys agreed that they like their team this year. That would surprise me, to be honest. We're talking with Dustin Schutte here at Saturday Tradition on the Hammerhead Hotline. He is down at Big Ten Media Days. I make that joke, but like we go through this every year, and we try to get some good stuff. We ask, you know, some things of the players, but these things, and it's not just, I'm not harping on the Big Ten. I mean, it's coaches all over the place here. It's a lot of the canned response, right? It's hard to get a lot of genuineness, I think, out of these guys when we do these things. It's a struggle for all of us, but it's kind of the way the machine works, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that one thing that we can complain about or maybe you like about it is that the Big Ten, you look at the SEC and some of these other conferences, they give coaches a half an hour, 40 minutes, you know, whatever it might be when they're up at the podium in front of the lights and the cameras and all that. But here at Big Ten Media Days, it's 15 minutes. And so it's a really brief question and answer. And that's when you kind of get those canned traditional responses from the coaches. And so I think what the nice thing is when we have these breakout sessions, which we'll have throughout the day today and tomorrow in the afternoon, is that you get to have a little bit more of a personal conversation with some of these coaches and these student athletes. And they kind of open up a little bit more because they know that while they're always, you know, going to be on Twitter or the camera's always rolling, it's not the bright lights of the Big Ten Network. It's not 15 minutes and you're up there by yourself, you know. So I think you're able to get a little bit more honesty, a little bit more in-depth conversation about what every coach likes about his team, what he doesn't like about his team, you know, where they stand, what the goals are, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's only 2 hours that they're up there. It's 15 minutes per coach. I think that's a good thing because when you get out to these breakout sessions and you get that full hour and you get to go up to these coaches and student athletes, that's when I think you get a little bit more of the real answers and these guys open up a little bit.
We're talking with Dustin Schutte from Saturday Tradition, who is down at Big Ten Media Days here. Kevin Warren taking the stage here as well. I know he had some comments earlier on in the day. Let me guess, he really likes this conference, and this is a great conference, and everything is fantastic, and you know they're not second-guessing anything. Is that about the gist of it?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much hit the nail on the head, and it's interesting that you bring up the point of not second guessing anything, because he was asked one of the last questions of the day. He was up there for about 45 minutes this morning. One of the last questions he had to answer was, you know, looking back, what do you have any regrets, or you know, what do you wish you could do differently? And he basically said, I had no regrets in the way things were handled, and I think that there'd be a lot of people who would probably dispute that, and maybe not so much the decision making that happened. You know, we can all go back to when the season was canceled and then it was back on again, but I think what a lot of people wanted was some clarity and some information as to how that process worked. Why did the Big Ten make such a quick decision, pull the trigger so quickly, and why was there so many complaints about lack of communication? And so I think that we would have liked to hear a little bit more about how that process worked, where maybe some of the shortcomings were. We heard a lot about all the good things the Big Ten did over the last year, and there are some things that they should be commended for and that he should be commended for, but we didn't really get much information as to where the Big Ten fell short, where he fell short in that whole decision-making process, because you got to remember, this wasn't just about the Big Ten football season last year. There were also some complaints about Big Ten coaches, basketball coaches, regarding the schedule release and the lack of communication. So there were a lot of good things that happened, but we didn't get much about the negativity today.
So now that we've gone through a whole year of that, right, we have all this new information. So the Big Ten, they have plans in place for this season, right, and what testing will be, and are we going to do the same thing as the SEC where you're going to have to forfeit a game? We have all this stuff in place right now, right? Because they've had all this time to prepare for it. So please tell me that we've got all of it figured out.
I sense you're being a little facetious in this. Because,
no, it's because I just know what the answer's going to be, Dustin. It's like with the canned stuff and Warren getting up there and saying, no, everything was great. We didn't make any mistakes. I don't regret anything like that. Like, I know what's coming. That's the sad part about it. You see it coming from a mile away, and, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping maybe I just wake up and then you're going to tell me something completely different. But I get the sense that you're not.
No, I'm not. And basically, that was another question that was asked. And, you know, the answer was, we don't have a plan yet. We're kind of finalizing some details, and we'll have a plan in place in 37 days when Nebraska and Illinois kick off in week zero on August 28th. So there is no policy. The testing policies, it sounds like to me, it's going to be left up to the schools. And I would imagine that they're all going to run a similar sort of plan. I don't know how you wouldn't work with those 14 schools and have something in at least some sort of aligned, setting or something to that degree. But as far as forfeits and how games are going to be determined and that sort of thing, there's still no ruling right now. And the clock's ticking. We're like he said, we're less than 40 days away right now. So we're going to have a decision in the meantime. And I can sense that there's probably some frustration about that because you've had all this time. The SEC just a few days ago said, you know, hey, this is the policy. If a team can't play, they're going to forfeit, and it's probably not going to be rescheduled. And so for the Big Ten to not have a definite answer, at least from that aspect, I understand things are always changing with the pandemic and testing and things like that. So I can understand why you don't have a set policy there right now, because who knows what a month from now is going to look like. But I think you need to have some sort of plan in place, or should have had some sort of plan in place regarding how you're going to handle cancellations, forfeitures, that sort of thing. Today, I think that should have been priority number one as soon as last football season ended.
See, there you go, thinking logically again. That's your problem, right? This is where I always run into problems at Big Ten Media Days. I'm thinking big picture here. These guys, especially if they're going to leave it up to the schools, buddy, that seems like, tell them now. Give them a month to prepare and get the stuff set back up again, get the deals working, because you can't just put that together in a week and a half. It's just,
I think that your frustration now is probably going to be what the sense is coming out of this day one for a lot of people. I think the positive thing too is that you look at what the Big Ten is now adding, and former Wisconsin athletic director Barry Alvarez is going to have some sort of role in with the Big Ten and with the coaches. He's going to kind of serve in a liaison role. And so I think that will help with the communication aspect of it. But from a strictly having a decision standpoint, yes, you would want to have something in place so people know what's going to happen. And again, hopefully we get some answers here within the week or within the next couple days, but clock's ticking and we got to get an answer. And it's still shocking that we don't have one just yet.
Dustin Schutte, Saturday Tradition's got Big Ten Media Days covered for you from a Big Ten perspective. Does a great job, him and his boys. Dustin, hey, I appreciate you checking in with us here. Enjoy the rest of Big Ten Media Day. Don't eat too much St. Elmo's cocktail sauce, all right? Just pace yourself.
No, I'll do my best to lay off that. And thanks for having me on, Jared. It's always a pleasure.